You are very welcome to A Different Ball Game on Classic Hits, kindly sponsored by Michael Gleeson's Shoes. The 18th of December, Shane Dowling, it's pretty much Christmas week. Limerick are All-Ireland hurling champions. We're feeling good.
We are, and I think this is the first week that you're hoarse, Louise. I think you've celebrated a small bit more than me, but Limerick are All-Ireland champions. Wonderful week. I think well-deserved throughout the whole championship. Listen, I don't think anybody can argue that the best team won the championship. And I think sometimes, when you look at different championships, sometimes the best teams don't win championships because of a bit of luck or controversial decisions. But I think everybody in Limerick, including the players, can be very proud of what they've done.
Unbelievable scenes. I've got to ask, because I know a lot of people at home might have seen that video of you that Des Cahill posted online. Was it really emotional and quite tough actually being, not on the panel and watching your best friends and former teammates lift the Liam McCarthy for a second year?
It wasn't tough seeing them lift the Liam McCarthy win the match. I was absolutely delighted that was the case. It was just disappointing that I couldn't be there. And I suppose throughout the whole game I was perfectly fine, but I think just at the end, especially when Limerick are a lady and the Cranberries and that came on, I did get quite upset. But I can tell you something, Louise, there are a lot more people in a lot worse situations than I am, I can assure you of that.
Well said, Shane. Absolutely, for sure. And look, the joy that this has brought the County of Limerick as well is unbelievable. And I've no doubt that it's brought joy to a lot of people's life and a lot of GAA fans right across the country. When we first put our heads together, Shane, yourself, myself and producer Dahi, back in October, we were kind of humming and hawing, would this championship be as magical as it's turned out to be? And I know I'm perhaps a little biased with everything that's happened with the weekend just gone, but do you think that playing the championship during winter was a really good idea?
Absolutely, and I suppose nobody knew was it going to be a good idea until it was played out to see what was going to happen. But all you got to do was come down around Limerick, I suppose, and see the joy that it's brought to people, but also the people of Waterford and many other counties as well. Like, and what it done from week to week, it was able to keep people, interacted. It was able, conversation was able to be created. But I suppose that was Limerick, and this weekend it's going to be for the people of Mayo and Dublin. And I think the 31 counties are going to be going for Mayo, and would it be great if they could eventually do it?
It absolutely would be great, and I know that the fans in both Mayo and Dublin alike are absolutely up for the game. I'd say forget Santa Claus and forget the North Pole and Christmas Day. All they want is the Sam Maguire back in their respective counties. So here's a little listen to some Mayo and Dublin fans who cannot wait for this weekend's game.
How's things, lads? Patrick and Danny here from Kelly's Barbers in Castlebar. Just wishing all the Mayo team the very best of luck at the weekend, and we hope that you can bring Sam home, and we'll celebrate in due course.
Bring her back, boys. Come on, Mayo.
Unfortunately, I can't make my sixth final in 6 years just like the Dubs, but I'll be shouting on from behind the screen with a 9 euro meal and a couple of pints. Up the Dubs!
Han Mayo! Best of luck to James and the Mayo boys. Bring Sam home to Mayo! Up Mayo!
Up Mayo!
Unbelievable excitement in Mayo and Dublin this week.
Yeah, all we want for Christmas is Sam Maguire is what they'll all be singing in Dublin and Mayo. And I know two people that'll be singing it is PJ and Jim from the famous Breakfast Morning Show here in Classic Hits. And if people recall, he was one of our first guests on our show back in the start of November, and he was going on about the Dubs six in a row, and we said surely to God they'd slip up along the way, but they haven't slipped up yet anyway, and they are indeed on track now for six in a row. So obviously, Louise, we were lucky to catch up with him earlier on today, and this is what they had to say.
Hey Louise, hey everybody, PJ and Jim here just to say enjoy the game this weekend. Obviously the excitement is absolutely fantastic, especially for me as a Dub.
Oh.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Obviously I'm very much pro Dublin, unlike my learned colleague PJ Gallagher, who of course is as he was christened on our show, a rubber Dub.
Oh my god.
Because he's actually 98% Mayo.
This
so
is outrageous.
I assume you're cheering Mayo, yeah?
I am absolutely not cheering Mayo. Coming from a man who's 98% silverback gorilla, I'm highly offended.
I am not a silverback gorilla.
Well,
and even if I was a silverback gorilla, I'd be a Dublin silverback gorilla.
Well,
so that's my argument on that score.
Well, I'm up for the Dubs as well, and I have a Valentine's card here from last year that the orangutan in the zoo sent Jim, so I don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, apparently they got on great and they're going to the movies.
So listen, from a true dub, come on Dublin, and obviously from Rubber Dub over there, he can cheer for who he likes or whatever, but whoever you're cheering for, enjoy the game. Thanks, Lou.
Yeah, go on up the Dubs, and Mayo, you can kiss me on the, oh, you can poke my Molly Malone.
I can tell you there will be some crack in the morning show this Monday morning if Dublin win. I reckon they'll be gloating right up until Christmas Day. So do make sure you tune them in. They're back, of course, in your ears from 7 a.m. on Monday morning. Right, Shane, we want to give a prize to one of our lovely listeners. We've had a great 8 weeks with you on a different ball game. So we would love to thank you by giving you a chance to win on tonight's show. What's up for grabs is a free car service to get your car winter ready with thanks to Munster Car Parks on the Ballysimon Road in Limerick. All you've got to do is answer one simple question. If you think you know the answer, you can text the answer plus your name and details to 087 188 0008. Shane Dowling, I believe you're in charge of the kisht.
In what year did Mayo last bring the Sam Maguire Cup back west?
If you think you know the answer, text now the year plus your name and details to 087 188 0008, and we will announce a winner later on our social media. So do make sure you keep an eye on us on Twitter, Instagram and all those other good places. We're at Classic Hits Radio. Now, Shane Dowling, plenty to discuss after the break. We're going to get stuck straight into Dublin v Mayo. What is going to be the outcome this weekend? We are all dying to know. And also, we will chat all about the ladies football final.
Two massive games, Louise, as you said there. The men's, obviously, the Dubs v Mayo. Incredible feat for Dublin if they can go on and win six in a row. But I'm not even going to mince my words. I obviously hope Mayo will win. And also we have the ladies senior football final, Cork and Dublin. So they're two massive games to look forward to.
Also coming up after this ad break, we hear from former Kerry All-Star, four-time All-Ireland winner Paul Galvin, and Breed Stack dials in from Oz. It's all on the way next. You are very welcome back to A Different Ball Game here on Classic Hits, kindly sponsored by Michael Gleeson Shoes. Do make sure you keep your answers coming in if you fancy winning yourself a full car service. Get your car winter ready with thanks to Munster Car Parts and the Ballysimon Road. All you've got to do is answer a question that Shane Dowling will kindly remind us of. What's the question, Shane?
When is the last time that the Mayo boys brought the Sam Maguire Cup back west?
And what we mean by when is, what year did Mayo last win the Sam Maguire? 087 188 0008 is the number if you'd like to enter. Right, Shane Dowling and producer Dahi Boland. I'm flanked by the two of you here either side of me. And I've got to ask, will 2020 finally be the year? Will Mayo finally win the Sam Maguire?
Well, Louise, I think we'll know if the Mayo people were going to knock enough times coming up to this All-Ireland final. Look, it's going to be a huge task for Mayo, but like, I've got to see Mayo this year in one or two games, and like, they're far from the finished article, but they have impressed me. And I suppose the big thing with Mayo this year compared to previous year, so the 2016 and 2017 All-Ireland final, for me defensively, I always felt Mayo could match Dublin, whereas attacking, or their attack, I felt they were missing that X factor or something up front. This year, it's completely different. This year, you have Tommy Conroy, who is very much that X factor. Killian O'Connor, he's in the form of his life, along with Aidan O'Shea. But then defensively, you know, defensively is where you're looking at this Mayo team, and you're worried that Dublin potentially could blitz them like they did in the All-Ireland semi-final last year. But if Mayo can improve from what we've seen in the semi-final, I give them every chance here. Now, Shane might be completely different. Shane might be looking at this and saying, Dahi, what are you talking about? It's Dublin's easily.
Listen, I would love Mayo to win. Like, out of any footballing county in the country, I want Mayo to win in All-Ireland, because I suppose I have a fair idea how they feel. You know, Limerick, I suppose we're a long time like that as well, having that one in All-Ireland in 73. But I just don't see it happening, Louise. I think for a very simple reason. You go back to their preliminary round when they took on Leitrim. Like, they won that by 8 points. You know, then they come on, they played Roscommon, they won that by 6 points. They scraped over the line against Galway, you know, in the Connacht final. And the last day, as Dahi alluded to, their defence was very, very poor. And I just try to picture, if that was the Dubs, like, you know, they wouldn't be beating Roscommon by 6 points. They'd be beating them by 16 points. And they'd be doing the same with Galway. So I find it hard to believe that Mayo can win. But I would love it to happen. You know, their defence is definitely questionable. There's no doubting the ability that the Mayo team have. I just can't see how Mayo can get over the Dubs.
I was listening to Paul Flynn and Bernard Brogan, obviously former Dublin footballers, and they were talking about you know, the last few years there with Dublin, there's been a lot of focus in terms of their preparation, less so on the field when it comes to training, more so off the field. So preparation, analysing other teams, seeing how they are going to work. And I'm looking at that Limerick curling team now. They're on that sort of level as the Dublin footballers. The preparation seems to be brilliant. The players know exactly where they have to run to. Defensively, they seem to know where they have to be. Like, maybe you can explain to us in terms of preparation for a team like Limerick, a team like Dublin, what actually goes into that, you know, in terms of that detail as to how each player is fine-tuned as to what they have to do.
You're looking at the Dubs and you're saying for the last 5 years and potentially six this year that they're going to win All Ireland. How has no other team beaten them? How has no other management team or video analysis team been able to, you know, scrutinise and to be able to extract every piece of information they can about the Dubs? But it's not as simple as that. Take Limerick for argument's sake. You know, they would do a video analysis the Tuesday night after a match to go through a couple of bits. That might be it. That might be before their last training session, before a match. Then they don't spend hours and hours upon it, and it comes down to, like, the guy that's with Limerick is just incredible. He makes it so easy. It's not that long, it's short, he goes through a number of different clips. It's not huge, it's not what you might think, I'll put it to you that way. I think the perception out there with Limerick is that, you know, they do something mad or different to what every other team is doing. They don't, they just do it better and smarter. And it just comes down to the quality of players. Like, you look at the Dubs and the team they have, like, their in-house games is probably unbelievable. And it's the same with Limerick, it's well spoken about, and their in-house games are very, very good as well. So, listen, I don't think that they're doing anything a whole pile more in terms of that aspect than other teams.
It's going to be a fantastic watch regardless of what happens. And I know that a man who has plenty to say about it as well and has also picked up on some of those points that yourself, Shane, and Dahi have mentioned is the incredible Paul Galvin. He was a wonderful voice to hear shed a little bit of light on this All-Ireland, because we know that the man himself has four All-Ireland titles to his name, and I'm sure many an All-Star as well with that. So here's what Paul Galvin had to say ahead of this weekend's All-Ireland football final.
Tricky one to kind of predict with the circumstances we find ourselves in with regard to games. They're much different propositions and scenarios for teams nowadays, given there's no crowds and no build-ups and all that. But I think still it's hard for me to look past Dublin. I think of their training sessions that they must be having at present with the competitive nature of their squad, all the All-Ireland winners on their substitutes bench, that makes their training games hugely intense, and their championship performances have had all the hallmarks of those intense training sessions where 30 guys think they should be on the team, and the AVB games that they're having are probably more competitive than the championship games that they're having. When you have the calibre of a competitor on the sideline that wants to be in that team and is used to being in that team, you know, knocking your door down on the training ground, it makes for a winning formula. So their performances so far have had the hallmarks of all that competitiveness and intensity on the training ground. I think it will stand to them again tomorrow. Give Mayo a big shot for sure. It will take them pulling some kind of a stroke with their system, their setup, their matchups, or their team to cause a bit of confusion and chaos in the Dublin ranks early on, and then try to follow it up with a flurry of punches that will get them over the line. So they'll have to pull a stroke of some sort to create a bit of confusion for Dublin, and if they do that, I give them a shot. They're obviously a great team. This is the best team that Dublin will have faced all year, and over the last couple of years probably as well. So I, you know, they have a big shout. They really need to go for it and be clever with how they set themselves up, because it looks like they have obviously some fault lines defensively. And, you know, we saw in the Tyrone League game them conceding goals, leaving themselves vulnerable at the back with one-on-ones and two-on-twos. They look to have corrected that against Roscommon, to be fair. And if they go with the shape and the setup that they did against Roscommon, I think they have to do that to have a chance of winning this game. If they do that, I give them a serious shout, but I think they'll have to do that because the fault lines reappeared against Tipperary and they conceded all those goal chances, and that's a fundamental issue that they seem to have. It's a one that's hard to correct, you know, it's a one that you have to have be on top of from pre-season. But I mean, it looked like they corrected it against Roscommon. It did reappear. Can they correct it again the next day? If they do, they have a shot. But I can't look past Dublin just from the point of view that their training sessions have got to be through the roof with competitiveness. The quality is obvious. I think it's Dublin for me probably to do it again. So a close encounter and an interesting encounter, but I think maybe a familiar result.
I've got to ask you, right, we heard Paul there, you know, mentioning things like fault lines and Mayo, maybe the weakness in their play against Tipperary. Although they won by a large margin, they still, you know, conceded three goals. So do you reckon that, you know, that's something they're going to have tightened up for this weekend, or will the Dubs just be able to, you know, play right through that and get the scores they need to, dare I say, demolish Mayo?
Well, I think one thing he did mention there is the, you know, a flurry of punches, that the Mayo boys are going to have to come with a flurry of punches. And I think if Mayo go out and they try to go all out attacking or all out defence, or they try to run with the ball or kick long ball, all that type of stuff, I don't think they're going to beat the Dubs. The one thing he said there that I'd wholeheartedly agree is that they're going to have to do with something different. I don't know whether they come out and all 15 players start doing a Royal Rumble in the middle of the field and turn them upside down before the game, or I don't know, or coming out at half time, or hitting them going down the tunnel or something. They're going to have to try to do something different. I still don't think it's going to make a difference, but I don't believe that if they try to take a man in a tactical game, be it what I just said, they're not going to win. I agree with Paul, I'd love to see Mayo try to do something mad sometimes, and if that backfires, then they're the greatest idiots for not, you know, concentrating on the game or whatever. But I don't believe they're going to win by just doing, trying to play the game better than what the Dubs play, or working harder than the Dubs, because that's not possible. So how they're going to beat them, I don't know, but I agree with Calvin, they need to try something different.
I got to very quickly ask you, Shane, to call it. I guess, you know, we know that you don't think Mayo will win, but if I had to maybe even ask you what you think the score difference might be.
Actually, one thing you didn't mention, Louise, is that if Mayo do happen to win the All-Ireland, Louise has promised that she'll sing the green and red of Mayo on her social media, so keep an eye on that on Saturday evening if they do win.
If I have any voice left, Shane, at that stage.
The Dubs to win, unfortunately, heartbreakingly, sickeningly, but deservingly probably, because they're a savage team, by 6 points.
Right, well, it all remains to be seen. You can drop us a text and let us know how many points you think the Dubs will win by, or indeed if you reckon Mayo will just pip them at the post. 0871880008 is the number. You're listening to A Different Ball Game here on Classic Hits, and it is time now to talk all things ladies football. It is also the Ladies Football All-Ireland weekend, and yeah, I guess old rivals back together for this one. We caught up with the wonderful Breed Stack. She very kindly left us a message with her thoughts on this weekend's game.
Both sets of teams, looking at Sunday's game, both sets of teams probably have a lot to prove. You know, Dublin probably, you know, will want to put on a massive performance given the way that that you know, last year's All-Ireland final went. It was a very low scoring affair in brutal weather conditions, but they will want to put on a performance and you know, be emphatic if they are to become All-Ireland champions for the fourth time in a row. Cork, I suppose, you know, the 2018 final where they met them last year in the semi-final where they got beaten by Dublin. I know this Cork team, and I know that, you know, the game plan they will feel wasn't executed as well as it could have been. And I know that they feel that there is a mass performance in them. And I suppose you'd love to see that performance coming on Sunday. I think we're going to be in for a titanic battle. I think there's only going to be a minimum minute. My heart would definitely say Cork, but I suppose given the way that this Dublin team have a little bit more experience, they're probably used to finishing out games now. They have gotten over this Cork team the last 2 years. My head would have to tip Dublin a small little bit more. As I said, my heart would definitely always lie with Cork. I would love to see them get over the line. I do think that they're going to put in a massive, massive battle on Sunday. I know there's a massive performance in them, but my head would just tip Dublin by the minimum.
Yeah, good girl, Breed, of course. She's going to be going for her beloved Cork. Although, Louise, she's a long way from Cork now, I can tell you.
She seems very convinced that Cork are going to really fight for this title. Darren O'Sullivan, their captain, of course, joined us on the show a few weeks ago. But I suppose the thing is, with old rivals, Shane, you just don't know. It's going to be a game with everything at stake.
It is, and I don't think Cork are going to fear them. There's not, I know, you know, Dublin have won, you know, the last number of titles, but I definitely don't think they're going to fear them. And, you know, they'll have that bit of hunger as well, which is something that you can't bet. Kilkenny showed it last weekend in the Camogie final versus Galway, and I think it's going to be the same case this weekend.
Absolutely. Well, look, best of luck to the Colleeni, and I'm sure that it's going to make for a great game to watch. Now, we are pretty much out of time on tonight's show. The very last A Different Ball Game for season one, we're saying, Shane. Is it cheeky to say that?
I don't know. You'd have to wait and see, Louise. I leave that in your capable hands.
We'll see what the boss says if he's tuning in. But we've had some crack. Thank you so much at home for joining us on the journey, for tuning in, because this all came about because Shane and I really just reckoned 2020 COVID Championship behind closed doors. It was going to be historic. There were going to be scenes that, you know, really will go down in the history books whenever 2020 reeling in the years, you know, is on our television screens. I don't think, Shane, this is going to be a championship we'll forget anytime soon.
No, never. It was the most amazing thing that ever happened, considering everything. And it, listen, it's been well spoken about now, Louise. And we were just very, very honoured and privileged as a nation to be able to watch what went on over the last 2 months.
So privileged, Shane. And I guess while we have the platform to say this, I would also just like to say a massive thank you from all of us here at Classic Hits. And I think I speak for a lot of people across the country when I say this. Thank you to our GAA players and thank you to all involved in the teams and the squad. You really were on the front line, you know, putting your bodies out there, going to your trainings, continuing on to play the games when we were essentially under lock and key. So the amount of joy you've brought to our homes is just undescribable, actually.
Yeah, and I mentioned it last week as well in the show that the real heroes are the players, because for people being able to sit down on a Saturday or Sunday and look forward to a match involving their own county or indeed just general matches, you know, as I said, the GAA players are the heroes.
The GAA players absolutely are. And look, you at home have been heroes as well, tuning us in. We've really enjoyed the ride and thank you for being with us. Just a reminder that very shortly we will be announcing the winner of our competition on our social media. You can check us out on Twitter at Classic Hits Radio. So if you entered the competition, keep an eye on our tweets, because you never know, you could just be getting yourself kitted out with a full car valet and service, with thanks to Munster Car Parts on the Ballysimon Road in Limerick. Now, before we wrap up the show, Shane Dowling and producer Dahi Boland, I have given you both two questions to have a little think about. So I'm going to need very quick answers. We can't even discuss these at length, right? A lot of people that have been tuning in the championship this year will be interested to hear what two pundits like your good selves have to say. So the questions were: the player of the championship for you that stood out, and the moment or the highlight of the championship. Dahi Boland, we'll start with yourself. Who was your player this season?
Well, I'll go with a footballer, Louise. There's 31 players on a pitch, obviously, but this lad, he sticks out like the Empire State Building, not just because he's 6'5", but I'm going to go for Brian Fenton of Dublin.
Shane Dowling?
I think Kyle Hayes, starting out as a centre forward, not having played wing back for a long number of years, and slotting in to the position like he done, just incredible for me.
It was always going to be a Limerick one for you, wasn't it, Shane?
Well, they deserve it.
Fair enough. We can't give out this week. Dahi, back to yourself for the moment of the championship.
One moment for me, Louise. Tipperary winning the Munster football title. Such an emotional day for everyone in the county. And I think everyone in the country got behind it as well. So for me, that's my moment of the 2020 championship.
You're still celebrating down in Tip, Dahi. Shane Dowling, the moment or the highlight of the championship for you?
My moment of the championship, Louise, at the risk of copying Dahi, will be Kevin. What Kevin did that day to create the history that was going to go into the Ireland semi-final. It'd be very easy for me to pick a hurling one, but you know, the Tipperary and Kevin stories this year, you know, you will not beat that.
To everyone that has joined us on this journey, we've been a different ball game, and we hope that you have enjoyed it as much as we have. It's been a great ride. Enjoy this weekend. We're going to say up the Dubs, but we're also going to say come on.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Have a good one.